The next patient is Olga Berry. The last name is B-E-R-R-Y. This is a clinical case of a 90-year-old Jamaican female that was admitted to a hospital complaining of abdominal discomfort, constipation, and pain in the epigastric area. After the study, it was found that she has a hernia that is supraumbilical, that is significant, that has a fat content, and that is getting bigger because of the presence of constipation, period. In dealing with this constipation, we are emphasizing to this patient the need to eat a lot of fiber, and also use a smoothie with a strawberry, blackberry, raspberry, and blueberry. By taking the combination of the fruit and also the presence of fiber, with the help of the Marilax and Linces, the patient is going to have a relief from the constipation and less pain in the epigastric area. Period. The patient has been scheduled to visit the surgeon for an opinion regarding the hernia. Number two, we follow this patient because of the presence of arterial hypertension. The medications have been changed after she went to the hospital. Currently, she's taking nifedipine 60 milligrams ER. She's not taking any hydralazine. She's no longer taking metoprolol. And she was given the instruction to take the torsemide 20 milligrams when necessary. The blood pressure today is 155 over 83. The patient has significant amount of fluid retention. This could be related to the nifedipine, or could be related to fluid retention by itself. The recommendation is to take the torsemide every other day in order to improve the condition. Following number, the patient has a CKD, a stage 2. The serum creatinine is 0.87, the BUN is 9, and the estimated GFR is 63. The patient doesn't have activity in the urinary segment and doesn't have proteinuria. Following number, the patient has hypothyroidism that is treated by endocrinology. Following number, the patient does not have renal artery stenosis. Following number, vitamin D deficiency and supplementation. Following number, insomnia. Following number, iron deficiency. The patient has been treated with iron. However, because of the constipation, it was recommended to be discontinued. The patient has a uric acid of 7.5, hemoglobin is 12.9. We are going to reevaluate this case in 4 months with laboratory workup. The patient was given instructions to call us in case of any doubts. I invested in this patient 12 minutes reviewing the hospitalizations and the laboratory workup in the face-to-face 25 minutes, and in the documentation 7 minutes.